Welcome to my Millionaire Blueprint podcast. This is Jomeo Wright. I want to talk about self-confidence formula. You know, the 3%, they pay attention to detail. You know, law of attraction. You know, a lot of millionaires and multi-millionaires and billionaires, they have one thing in common. They are confident. Anything they do, they're confident. To be successful in life, you gotta believe in yourself. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta have faith. Trust yourself. Because confidence means trusting someone. I believe in someone. So you gotta believe in yourself first. So I wanna talk about the self-confidence formula. There are 5 steps to become self-confidence. First, I want to talk about, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand my self-persistence, control, action towards its attainment. And I hear no promise to render such action. That's the first one. I know that I have the ability to achieve the object in my definite purpose in life. The second one, I realize that the dominant thought of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. So you take out 30 minutes out of every day to concentrate on the person you intend to become. The third one, I know the principle of autocision and any desire that persistently all in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of obtaining object back of it. Therefore, I devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself development of self-confidence. So the third step, you take 10 minutes out of a day to self-talk in your mind to become self-confidence. You gotta talk to yourself positively. I'm a champion. I'm a winner. I'm a leader. I am the best. The fourth, I've clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have develop sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. So the fourth one, you clearly write down the step, what you're going to do, and who you want to become self-confidence, to achieve object of my definite purpose in life. So you got to write it down. A lot of successful people, they take notes, they have a journal, and they write on their goals and dream of who they want to become. And my mentor always says, you don't get what you want, you get what you picture. And the fifth step, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all would affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because my willingness to serve others. I will emulate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, cynicism by developing the love for all humanity because I know that negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit to the memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that will gradually influence my thought and action so that I will become a self-reliant and successful person. So the fifth step, I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I would induce others to serve me because of willingness to serve others. My mentor said, if a lot of people get what they want, you get what you want. What do you mean by that? Serve others. In return, you get what you want. So a lot of successful people, they serve others. So your purpose could be serving others and you get what you want. And that make a lot of sense. Does that make sense? So thanks for listening to my Millennial Blueprint podcast. Take care. Peace.